He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 508. Interesting show for you today, and we're not going to do any apps, so don't be disappointed, but I've got some insane websites. I have an email this week, and it was kind of an interesting question. It was, hey, Gadget Professor, what websites do you like? What are your favorite websites? And I never thought about it, but I got some crazy websites that I look at pretty much every day, and I'm going to share those with you today. And we have some other news that we'll talk about, so it should be a pretty interesting show for you. Of course, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I promise I will answer all my email. So there you go. Now, let us begin the show today with some kudos to the Wyze company. That's W-Y-Z-E. These dudes just constantly come up with new and innovative gear that I just love. And I got something yesterday, actually, that I did not expect to get for a while. So we'll take a peek at that. So let's go on to the Wyze website. And here it is. Now, they have a bunch of things coming out. And I got to tell you, I don't know of any other company that makes really cool gear at really inexpensive prices and yet give you an extreme high value for productivity. So the things that you buy from Wyze are typically very economical, very affordable, and they also work quite well. And believe it or not, their tech support is phenomenal. So all that is really, really good. So right now, what you're looking at is the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week professional monitoring alarm alert system. Now, I have been using Simply Safe and still use Simply Safe in a couple of my properties. I have to tell you, I have had alarm systems for a long time, 20, 30 years. I switched to Simply Safe about a year ago, and I have to tell you, hands down, they are the absolute best security system that I have ever used, ever. Affordable, economical, and extremely efficient. And I must tell you, I paid and I built my own system. You can do that on their website. We'll take a look at that sometime. But one of the systems cost me about $300, and the other one was about $250. That's for all the parts, which you can hook up in a matter of minutes. Really, if it takes you more than a half hour, something's wrong. They're simple to hook up, Simply Safe. Also, the monitoring fees, I have to tell you, are $25 a month. All-inclusive. That's a big difference from the $65 a month I was paying an alarm company. So if you have an alarm, believe me, Simply Safe does everything and then some compared to what your current alarm system is, and it's a fraction of the price. So all that said, just Saturday, I received this monitoring system. Now, I'm going to call your attention to something about this system. Right now, you can. This is still on pre-order. I did receive mine, possibly because I'm a reviewer. But right now, this is $4.99 a month. That's $60 a year, and you're going to get the core starter kit free. You can't beat that with a stick. So let's see what I got. Let's take a look here on the camera, and I'll show you what I got. I pre-ordered. You can still do this. I don't know how long it's going to be there, but yikes, for $5 a month, you couldn't buy this gear for $5 a month, and that's the monitoring fee included. So for $5 a month, you're going to get the monitoring and all the gear that you need, you know, a basic system. If you need to add to that, of course, you can go a la carte, go on the Wyze website and pick off what it is that you need. So let's take a look at what I got. Here are the pieces that came with this. As I said, I have not even opened them yet. So in here, we're going to have what I call the head end, but this basically is its own shall we say hotspot. This will configure the entire alarm very simply and easily. So we'll take a look at all this. Looks like we get some on and off switches here that are good for doors and windows. Looks like a motion detector. You don't get the phone, folks, and you get a keypad. So right here is the actual keypad that you get. I'll open this up, and again, I have not opened anything up yet, so I will get my trusty knife here. And we will slice and dice this open without cutting myself, because I have been known to do that. And we'll take a look at this. So right off the bat, nope, we're not screwed, but there are two screws there, so we'll put that to the side. And here, all nice, nice, you have your starting guide, and we're going to pop this baby open, and wow, there you go. There is in a nice cellophane pack, which I am going to brutally rip open here. So there is the keypad, really nicely made. I will tell you, really nicely made. And as you can see, there's a disarm button, a home away, typical things that you would see. This may be a reset button or a light, I don't know. You got a nice 3M tape on the back of here if you want to tape it to the wall. You have an alarm button there. So again, I haven't hooked it up, but I will. I'm just showing you what I got in the kit, so that's definitely included. Now I have also three motion sensors. Three. Sounds like an Arby's commercial. Three sandwiches for five. Anyway, these are the motion sensors that definitely came with it. I will, again, pop one of these open for you. And we'll take a look at that. We'll move this over here. And I am a big fan of motion sensors opposed to contacts. But that is me. Here we go. And I will open this up for you again. So there it is, nice and small. You've got some cellophane over this to protect it, of course. That's where the motion sensor is. This is probably an igniter button that will allow you to turn the device on. And you have some tape back here. You can screw these on the wall, and I get three of these motion sensors. So all that's nice, nice too. So now let's take a look at what's inside the box. And again, all this stuff that I'm showing you comes with the kit for $5 a month. Now, oh, this is also sealed here, so let me open that up. And right up front, there's your instruction manual. That's a good thing to have right there. Also, inside this particular box, this looks like the hub. Yep, it is. And we'll open this up. Again, these are well made. Here's your power cords, I'm sure. And in here, everything is well packaged. In here is the actual hub. And I will rip this open for you. Wow, nice. I'm sure there's a siren or speaker in here. Here's your antennas, nicely made hub. Of course, on the back, you're going to have the ability to hook in your Ethernet cord, charge the device or power the device, probably a reset button there. We'll find out. But this is the Wyze Sense hub. Very nice, very nicely designed. No question about that. So we will move that over. Again, here's your power cables. And what else do we got in the box? A Wyze sticker. Everybody needs a Wyze sticker. Stickers for your window to show that it's monitored 24/7 by Wyze. The user manual. And in here, we have another keypad. We have the wireless sensors. This will go on doors or windows. And yet another motion detector. So I have to tell you, I'm in pretty good shape with this kit. No two ways about that. This is an incredible value. I haven't hooked it up yet, but if it works like everything else that Wyze makes, I'm going to be a very happy camper. As a matter of fact, I might even consider buying another one to either give away as a gift or to have one of as a spare, or if I have another real estate property, who knows? But for $60, yeah, you can't beat that. Let's see. In a couple weeks, I'll have this hooked up, and I will be able to give you a comparison between how the Simply Safe alarm works and how the Wyze alarm works. I will tell you that the Wyze alarm, at least right now, is a fraction of the price. As I said, I paid between $250 and $300 for the same system. As a matter of fact, the system that I purchased with the different pieces that I purchased with the folks at Simply Safe, you get more with this basic kit from Wyze. So I'll let you know what I find out, but I am very impressed with their products and their pricing. So take that for what it's worth. Now, you can still pre-order this for $5. I have no axe to grind here. I really don't. They don't pay me to do this, but I'm just telling you, it's an excellent, excellent deal. So if you're looking for a new alarm system or if you want to change, I highly recommend this. And there you go. So what else does Wyze have? Well, they have some very cool things. Right now, also on pre-order, these are not available yet. I don't have a pair. These are going to come out sometime in July. But these are the Wyze Bud Pro. Again, these are $60 pre-shipping now. I should say pre-order now. And there is a video here, and we can take a peek at that.
Oh, hey, friends. Whoa, what's on the docket today? Guessing an epic productivity montage. All right, here comes the product. Oh, Wyze Buds Pro? Nice. Oh, you're a pro. I get it. That's why pro's on there. Probably going to change everything for you. Up next, some cinematic B-roll. Yep, nailed it. All right, focus time. Taking calls, spreading sheets. Some active noise cancellation would sound great right about now. Well, it actually sounds like nothing. You are seriously so focused right now. Nice moves. Sweatproof? Sheesh, you're sweating. Here we go, mile two. Hey, try transparency mode for those street sounds. Gosh, I love this city. Hey, working hard?
Let me take this call.
Nice. Time is money, am I right? The buds aren't budging. Tight fit. I think you're ready to fight someone real. Whoa, it does that thing where it cancels out the wind. Hey, remember how slow you used to be before you got these? Oh, we're dancing on trains. Got a lot of self-confidence there. Well, folks, great work today. You're clearly all major achievers. I give all the credit to the earbuds, really. I am just so stoked for you guys right now. Yep, adding to cart. Guys, we're gonna match.
So there you have the video on the buds. Pretty good specs. Active noise cancellation. These look really good. I am going to put in a pre-order and hope for the best. The other thing, of course, is if you don't like something, they have a great warranty and return policy, so you can just pack them up and send them back. And that's a good thing, too. They always are very good in replacing and returning things. So check all that stuff out. I think you'll be amazed as to how good this stuff actually is. Okay, now we're going to move on to another relatively new piece of equipment or gear, if you will. Movo has been making vlogging and cinema-ish type products for a long time. If you want to get into vlogging or doing cinematography with your phone, they make some unique devices that you can hook up in conjunction with your phone. And this is kind of what they look like. I just received an email this morning on two new variations of these vlogging devices that they have. And basically, it's a frame that you're going to mount your phone on. It has a microphone, a light, and things like that make cinema photography, doing home videos, vlogging, doing podcasts. It makes the whole process significantly easier, and these things are not that expensive. So I have a letter into these folks. They sent me an email and asked if I would like to review them. I said, why, certainly. So maybe we can get one of these products and actually take a look at it in the near future. That will be pretty cool. Okay, now we're going to get into some serious stuff. As you know, if you've been watching The Gadget Professor for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I will tell you that frequently I get on my bandwagon and yell bloody blue murder and warn everybody about these cyber attacks and specifically ransomware. Well, this week kind of knocked me on my head. I knew this was coming. I told everybody it was coming for years now. And guess what? It finally has arrived. So as you know, and if you don't know, I will tell you that the Colonial Pipeline, which delivers a lot of gas to the East Coast, is under a severe cyber attack. And they're even wondering if they should pay the ransom. It's Tuesday night here, and I am recording this a day early because I have some things I have to do on Wednesday. Now, the stock market is like, it was down like 500-600 points the last I checked. I haven't checked it recently, but let me tell you, that is definitely, in my opinion, because of this cyber attack. Now, the sick thing is that this is just the tip of the iceberg. Believe me, it was so easy for them to hack into this at will. These cyber attackers, okay, this ransomware stuff, and they believe this is from Russia or Iran, whatever the case. If you don't protect your IT network, if you don't protect your security of your internet connection, you are so vulnerable, it's scary. Now, when it comes to the United States government and it comes to supplying power, water, food, things like that, I want my government to have a secure and impermeable. I want to make sure that no one can get into that. And they are just asleep at the switch, and it's aggravating because at will, they're going to turn the power off. They're going to shut down the grid in the United States. They will shut down the power in the supermarkets. They will shut down the communications between the oil companies, the gas companies, the power companies, the water companies, and no one will fire a shot. Not that I want a shot fired. I don't. But this is the new wave of terrorism, and I don't know what the government's waiting on. I don't understand why they don't take more time and energy to secure their connections. What is going on here? And the fact that they say they're contemplating paying off the ransomware people, you're just encouraging it. So I'm pretty upset about this, and I'm quite frankly pretty scared for the future of the country. If they don't take this serious, it's going to be a nightmare. It's a nightmare now. I guess they're shutting down the gas stations on the East Coast left and right. It's not that there's not enough supply of gas, but the communications between where it is and how it has to get there, that's all locked down, and they won't get in there until they hopefully have the system backed up and switch their connectivity, or they pay the ransomware, which I hope they don't. But this is as troubling as North Korea and China and the Russians, and it's just as scary as a nuclear war. It's frightening. So enough said on that, and now you know how I really feel. Yeah. Okay, here we have, dudes, the crazy websites that I go to, and you'll just get a peek as to how warped my mind actually is. Yeah. So this is the first one. You're going to laugh, but you're going to look at this site. I'm telling you, you're going to look at it. Yeah. What is this? Uncontacted Tribes. I find this site absolutely fascinating. Let Them Live. Watch the film of the Gillian Anderson and Mark Rylance video here. These are uncontacted tribes that really don't know that we landed on the moon, that there's such thing as electricity, that there's such things as plumbing, a roof over your house, snow plowing, the internet, all those things. They have no clue. It's a fascinating website, and it really stops and makes you think, do we need all this stuff? And you see these people, they're happy, they're healthy, and it definitely will give you a chance to pause and take a deep breath and say, yeah, remember, people actually lived like that, and these people perhaps are better off than we are now. I don't know. I don't know. Check out that site. Okay. Another site that we have is Not Always Right. I use this to relieve stress. I used to watch it a lot. Now I only watch it. I might check it out once a day just for kicks and giggles. But this is going to be a website that's going to tell you all kinds of stories that aren't necessarily right, and what happened, and how people are insane, and very interesting, very philosophical in nature. And I enjoy reading these articles when I'm having breakfast in the morning and I'm done with the news, and I have read all about the ransomware and cyber attacks. This gives me some good relief, if you will. Okay, this next site is definitely an insane site. I don't have any reason why I watch this other than it's funny, it's strange, it's bizarre, and it relieves some of the frustrations of the day. Also, there's new content like every 20 minutes on this. So if you want to see some strange and funny and bizarre videos, you have been warned. I do not produce this site or have anything to do with it other than a voyeuristic urge to just watch these insane videos. So this is called Vumble, V-U-M-B-L-E. All these websites will be in the show notes. And the show notes are running pretty smooth as far as I know. Now, this next site is awesome. This is called Addicted to Success. And if you're a budding entrepreneur or a kid in high school or college, and you know, you want to read how other people did it, or how to focus your mind on business or school or whatever the case may be, this is one of these positive websites that are going to give you articles and testimonials about how people succeeded, how they became successful. And it's not a book where you've got to read, you know, 20,000 pages. These are light and quick articles. And look, remember this, work comes before success. Five mindset tips to avoid hitting a wall. Three ways to take better care of yourself. How to open new doors and find opportunities and wake up fulfilled. How to create meaningful momentum for fast real change. They've got some great articles here, and I think you'll find this site of great interest. If you have kids or grandkids, and they're just starting off their careers or trying to get focused, this is a must site. It's really, really good. I know you're going to enjoy reading it. All right. This next site is a little insane too, but it's kind of fun. It's called Clapway, and they've got all kinds of interesting articles. Again, I was asked, what are my favorite websites? This is definitely one of them. All kinds of stuff on here. Successful cannabis ideas you can start in 2021. Why science wants you to take mushrooms to Canada. Yeah. And just all kinds of just bizarre things. Are slots, online slots, are they worth it? The effect of depression on your body. What should you know about Baleen's cats? I'm pronouncing that wrong, but that's okay. Bizarre, but it's interesting, and it's all true. So check that out. Now, I never do this, or if I did, I probably have only done it once in 10 years, but I'm going to do it today. I occasionally go wacko at night. I get sick of watching TV. I get sick of watching movies. I get sick of working on the computer. That is my attention deficit disorder kicking in. I'm used to it. So clicking through the channels, I came across this series. And again, I never recommend anything. But if you want a TV series, and this is a real old one as I understand it, back to 2000, but it's still relevant today, this is called 24 Hours. And the dude who this is all about is a secret agent, if you will. His name is Jack Bauer. Maybe you've seen this, but if you haven't and you want to be on the edge of your seat, this is the series. And I watch three or four at a time because I want to watch the next one. It's so exciting. And they've done a marvelous job of integrating technology and politics. And it's fast moving and it's constantly changing. I love this series. I'm on episode, I think, 17. So go to the Roku channel. If you have a Roku box, and I hope you do, I'll show you where you can get one on sale in a minute. But the Roku channel has pounds and pounds of free movies, TV series, shows, just all kinds of things. It's 100% free. You could start watching this now, and 10 years from now, you won't have seen everything that's on here. They've got some really cool things, and if you liked, you know, old TV shows, I don't know, Jack Benny, Leave It to Beaver, Hazel, Bewitched, Alf, they have all kinds of old TV shows, movies. It's constantly changing, and this is actually where I watch the 24 hours, and you can just look that up on the Roku channel. It's wonderful. Now, if you don't have a Roku box or you don't know what it is, I've talked about them a million times. My opinion, again, hands down, the best streaming invention out there, by far, pound for pound, the best value for the buck, the most channels for the buck, and it also has, how shall I say, a plethora of other channels that you could integrate into that, like Hulu and HBO and Fox and whatever you want to watch, you'll be able to integrate that via the Roku box. And right now they have several of them on sale. This one happens to be on Amazon, the Roku Premier 4K. Let's bring that up. If you're wondering where to get a Roku box, here you go. This is on sale right now at Amazon. It's the Roku Premier box. This is going to cost you $34, cheap enough. HD 4K HDR streaming media player, simple remote, and premium HDMI cable. By the way, there are no premium HDMI cables. They're all going to work whether you buy an expensive one or whether you buy the cheapest one you can get at the dollar store. You won't see a bit of difference. Yeah. Just buy any cable. Don't spend a lot of money on those HDMI cables. It's baloney. Trust me on that. This will do everything that you want. It has Netflix, Disney, Apple TV, ESPN, Epix, Showtime, Spotify, ABC, HBO, Pandora, Stars. Obviously, some of these you're going to have to pay for, but the point is you can integrate them through this box and watch those channels. You'll enter in your username and password one time, and then you'll be able to watch all the TV that you want. So check this out. They have a bunch of different ones out there. Whatever one you want is on sale right now. I don't know how long the sale will last. I have the one where you actually push the button and speak to it, and that works real well. This remote is not like that, but if you want to spend a tad bit more of money, this one here is, this is pretty much the same thing. Check around. There's like seven models. One of them, if you want, has the clicker that you just click and speak into it and say, I want to watch Jack Bauer, 24, Superman, whatever it is, and it will go on to the Roku box and find wherever that channel is. It's easier to speak it rather than to type it in, but they're all going to get you there at the same time in the same space. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed our show, and I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.